This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This one got by me somehow, but it seems last weekend's box office was one of the worst Memorial Day openings in years, thanks in large part to Tomorrowland, which cost a couple of $100 million to make and got a lukewarm response at best, including mine. They did get some of my money. This weekend could bring more pain. We've got the Cameron Crowe film Aloha upon us, a $40 million romantic comedy starring Bradley Cooper and Emma Stone. Early word has been, shall we say, unkind. Movies are, when it gets right down to it, a product that gets one chance to open big or not. And that, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill tells us, makes things quite dicey.
Hollywood proudly plays by its own rules.
I have lone wolfed it all the way. That's who I am.
It knows what we want from our movies.
In any of its many forms, I have found that nothing beats fun.
And even though nothing beats fun, as Bradley Cooper's character tells us in Aloha, sometimes Hollywood doesn't deliver. The reviews for Aloha are pretty scathing. The Washington Post calls it an incoherent poo-poo platter. The New York Daily News says it has a pitiable odor about it, like a dog that sat too long on the beach. And it's not just Aloha. A lot of movies wind up stinky. But why? Haven't we raised product development to an art in this country? Sure, you get your new Cokes now and then, but there seem to be more big-budget flops from Hollywood than more traditional product makers. I call up Steven Eppinger, who teaches product design at the MIT Sloan School of Management.
Good experienced designers, they know that, you know, your first idea is just one idea, and ideas are cheap. And the right approach is to consider many ideas and choose the best ones.
And even the best ideas need a lot of massaging to become a product people want to buy.
Typically, it involves design, build, test iterations.
Think it, make it, test it over and over and over and over. It's hard enough if you're coming up with a new hamburger. Pickles on, pickles off, pickles on. But harder if you're a Hollywood studio. Alex Franklin is a lecturer in the film and television department at UCLA. He also spent years as a studio exec.
You can only product test your product to a very limited degree.
There are test audiences for movies, but they're small, and it's hard to know how much to trust what they say.
You're taking a gamble that these are the people who would ordinarily pay for the movie.
And making changes isn't cheap. You got to reshoot, recut. At some point, the studios have to stop tweaking because too much of that creates a whole other set of problems and just go with what they have.
At their heart, even though these are pieces of commerce, they are also the artistic creations of individual storytellers. And to some extent, since nobody really knows what they're doing here, you try to trust people based on their past successes.
But as any investment advisor will tell you, past performance is no guarantee of future results. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.